You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, and welcome to The Bachelor Greatest Seasons Ever Wrap Up and the Labor of Love Finale Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with Jasper's house mom, Haley Strong.
Oh my god, that is so funny.
Deep cut.
I am Jasper's house mom. I do his laundry for him. I feed him. I just make sure everything's taken care of for him, so that he can focus on more important things, like fighting me.
Oh, yeah. Climbing into... He got up on top of your fridge, right?
Oh, he loves on top of the fridge. He loves to hang out up there, have some naps.
I actually have to catch up with you because you had a mini date. Like, Ethan's been, I think, studying these shows. Like, you had a mini Airbnb stay at your house.
Airbnb, he called it.
Nice.
Yeah, so I came home from work one day, and Ethan had set up the Mount Jasper Lodge in our living room. He pulled down a mattress from the spare room and set up like a little tent thing. It was great.
That's so awesome.
And before you guys all get too excited and be like, oh, Ethan's the best, he got a nice dinner from a local restaurant, a steak and mac and cheese. But he used my credit card.
It's like putting on the producer's card. And it's just, yeah, he's been studying up.
Yeah. And so he was like, well,
idea that counts.
If you're going to an Airbnb, you'd have to pay for it anyway. I'm like, okay, I guess. Yeah.
So funny. So we had one show wrap up with that has a strange tie to the season that we just watched. Brad Womack season. We also have not too many news stories, but we don't normally start with questions, but you got a question about Bachelor news. So I'm going to start with this question, Haley. Not from last night's episode. This is from Will Harrington. He says, but maybe it'll come up since it was in big in Bachelor news over the weekend. But what is with Tyler and Matt and this pandemic pool party? Not a good look on any level for either of them, especially Matt as the next Bachelor.
Yeah, like, when you live in Florida, I'm thinking maybe, and I don't live there, so I'm not sure.
Me either.
The best course of action is to not leave your home and, like, maybe not sail to the Bahamas and maybe, like, not throw a pool party. That's just my opinion. I could be totally wrong, though, so I don't know.
Yeah. pool party, no distancing, no masks, no people that didn't seem like it was limited to a small amount of people that were already living in the home. So, you know, he had that quarantine crew way back when, but that's not the same crew. So
no, it's a different crew. I did see they tried to trademark quarantine crew too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not the best examples of what you're supposed to be doing in quarantine.
Yeah, not my personal choice. Mm-hmm. I don't have that many friends, though, so like no one's begging me to throw a pool party. I would just suggest that maybe if you were thinking of hosting a pool party in Florida, to avoid hosting a pool party in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the foreseeable future.
I get it. We all want to leave our homes and get back to normal and do normal things. But maybe let's not kill our grandparents in order to do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even your friends or your parents or anyone. Let's be chill, because we could be pool partying if we all just chill.
Mm-hmm.
Could be warm in September. I've swam in September before. Just chill for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think this will have any impact on Matt's future as the Bachelor?
No. What, you think they're going to fire the first Black Bachelor because
would
he
that
had
be a good look?
Party? Yeah. No, it wouldn't. Like, no, they're like, shoot, we should not have announced it this early. We like would have showed been fine. Our hands.
Yeah, now they have all the scrutiny on them. So,
I'm like, come on, hire us. We're not stupid.
And then the other news, I guess, is that Claire's season is filming. I think they've started actual filming.
I believe I did hear that. I think I saw a still from the filming of her intro package.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that it's all safe and good and everyone's okay and there's not a COVID outbreak on set.
Right.
Causing this whole thing to just shut down. And
they've released photos. Like,
should they do this?
I don't know. I have to imagine that they've taken all the precautions that they can. I think if they're completely locked down and everyone's been tested, I think it's, if there's no one else coming in, I feel like it's okay. I don't know.
I hope everything's okay. And I just want things to be okay and not shite.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of with like, it was Big Brother Canada last season, right? That just, they had to shut down. Like, I kind of have this weird feeling, like, what if they have to shut down?
Yeah.
I think the risk more would be if that county has another shelter in place order, you know, if they need to go back and the governor makes some kind of declaration, or the state, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the show. I'm looking forward to seeing how they do this. It would be interesting.
Yeah, because we're going to be locked down for a couple more months. So it would be nice to have something to look at on our TV screens.
Yes. So wouldn't that be nice if we could all be swimming in September and then watching The Bachelorette? But that's when it's supposed to be coming back. So,
just hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Which I think is what they did with the cast, because they had 42 photos that they released of guys. I don't think they're having 42 men coming out on limos the first night. So it's like, hey, if someone tests positive or so forth, they have a lot of alternates.
I have not looked at the photos yet.
Okay.
I feel like I'm just going to delay it until it's like the cast and these are people I have to be looking at. Because honestly, I don't want to waste my time looking at people who aren't going to be on TV. Like, I don't know.
I know. I feel like we already wasted. Like, I looked through that first cast a little bit and then I think over half of them are replaced, so
we're all wasting our time, I think, doing, you know, the usual.
Yeah. Do you think Claire had input in, like, you know, because she was in her own quarantine, pre-quarantine, about to film, they released the guys, then she was let out to go to her own quarantine, And so she was able to see all these guys. Do you think she was able to say, like, yeah, this guy's a no, keep this guy for sure, or please recast completely? Do you think she had any input back and forth with producers? Since she was the
really
one lead
so.
That seer cast.
I really hope that she called them and was like, can we have more than five guys over 29, please?
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Like, it's just rude, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I think the new cast, from what I've seen, they have done that. So that's good. So let's see. Any other news? There's some baby news you saw?
Jade and Tanner had their baby reveal, and they are having another boy.
Okay, that's nice. They have a little boy, so they'd be close in age. Their last baby was a little boy. And then I saw Julia, J-U-E-L-I-A, that Julia?
Julia.
Yes. Was she originally Crystal season, I believe?
Was it that way back? I guess
she's
so.
Really good friends,
she's friends with Carly.
Yeah, so she's having a baby, and I think she's engaged to, so the dad is Evan's brother. So I think they met at Carly's wedding festivities, or through Carly and Evan.
Lovely.
Yeah, so good for them. All right. Would you like to get into Labor of Love or Brad Womack's season first?
Let's start with Labor of Love.
Okay. Yeah, because that show actually wrapped up, and it's not a whole lot to say about it, but we had two episodes, and we were down to the final three. And so the house mom reference was from these family visits. So she went to go to the hometowns or where they're currently living, I guess it would be. Austin for Kyle, LA for Stuart, and Cincinnati for Marcus. Mm-hmm. What did you think of these hometown visits?
I'm glad we got hometown visits.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like how judgmental Chrissy was of Kyle's apartment.
Right.
That made me sad because I thought it wasn't that bad of an apartment.
Mm-mm.
And I'm sure Austin's not the cheapest city in the country.
I think it'd be weird if you had like a huge place. Wouldn't you rather save your money if you only need a one bedroom or a studio or whatever?
Yeah, because if you had a huge sprawling house, maybe you'd need a house mom to keep it all together.
Exactly. I guess that. Yeah, so that was interesting. That was Marcus in Cincinnati. Most of these guys, like, they introduced Christy to their friends, and Marcus introduced Christy to his house mom. I'd never heard of a house mom, except maybe in a sorority. Is that what they call them?
This woman is his nanny.
Yeah.
That's like all there nanny. Is to it. He's an adult who has a nanny.
Yeah. His tone, like, it completely changed. Like, he did seem more, like, childish in front of this woman, right? Like, he was like, oh, my pants don't fit. Like, can you fix these, house mom?
And Christy? You think that was set up? I feel like Marcus would be too smart to, like, have something so weird put on screen.
I guess, but couldn't he have a choice of, like, no, I actually want her to meet my real friends? Or seemed important to him that she, like, maybe he thought she'd be impressed that he has, like, a nanny. It's like a butler or something, kind of, like, because his mom lives in his real mom. Like, he has a real mom. She's not around right now. Like, she lives in a different city. So he needs the mom on site in Cincinnati. So, and then they looked at a school, too, which I thought was really weird. Like, they went to a preschool or elementary school.
You know what? It was funny too because he was like, "Yeah, let's check out the gifted program." And it's like, dude, there's a chance your kid's a dum dum. Like, sorry, smart people have dum dums all the time.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that part. Yeah, like, you have a gifted program, right? Yeah, because he was kind of the front runner or one of, like, her early favorites.
Yeah, so. And then he just tanked. Like he tanked himself. Were you in the gifted program in elementary school?
There wasn't much of one, but yeah, I did, like, go to, like, some special things every once in a while. Were you?
No. No. The only thing I was gifted in is talking shit and taking names.
You didn't miss out on much. don't even remember.
Yeah,
what
I didn't think so. I remember being like upset I wasn't because I thought I was smart.
It's not a good thing to do to little kids, I don't think.
No.
On but either then, end.
You know, the kids who don't go into the gifted program, like they grow up to be like so deeply average, like myself. And we just have to, you know, make up for it in other areas. I have not found that area yet.
Being Jasper's house mom.
Being Jasper's house mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why does he bite me all the time then, huh? I'm such a good house mom. Why does he bite me?
I don't know. I don't know.
Someone tell me. Why
love
does my
bites.
Cat he bites my section. Feet all the time? Is it?
I think so.
He gets these like crazy eyes. You could tell when he's wilding out.
Okay. Yeah, my dog used to do that.
Oscar never bit me.
Not like bite, but like mouthing on like my hands and stuff.
Yes.
I'm like in a crazy mood.
Yeah. Like little razor teeth.
Makes up for being cute. Maybe that was what Marcus was hoping would be his excuse and that Christy would look past this, but it was like she immediately was like, no. Yeah. Like it just like killed everything for her, I think. So
would it kill everything for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think like maybe if you framed it in a different way or something, like, hey, I have a personal assistant or something. But like treating her as his another mom, I thought was very strange. And just the way he acted in front of her would definitely be a turnoff. How about for you?
I didn't love it.
Yeah. Are you loving either Stuart or Kyle at this point? And into
Stuart.
The finale.
Stuart. I was loving Stuart. I was like, there is just not a chance he doesn't pick Stuart because it makes no sense.
He brought her to like this perfect home. Like, this is the kind of home, like, they went, instead of going to, like, let's check out the schools in the area, it's like, let's check out what kind of home we could have. And then somehow he was able to invite his friends to eat in this home that's on the market for their kitchen. Like, are they selling this home? How did he have those connections?
I don't know. Maybe he knows the real estate agent, or it's just, like, an Airbnb he rented.
Oh, that could be. And he had an amazing condo as well, so I think she was really taken with like his lifestyle, and yeah, I was rooting for Stuart all the way. But seems like Kyle just kind of had that edge, like chemistry wise. So, needless to say, she got rid of Marcus when it was the hometowns. What did they do in Kyle's hometown? It was Austin.
They went to like a little party.
Oh yeah, he had a large party with family, little kids. So. That was a good idea. And so the second part, all the guys were in, even the like elimination ceremony, it was in her hometown of Chicago. So then Kyle and Stuart had their separate apartments or hotel rooms there and had city dates with Christy and met her parents. And then they surprised the guys and had their parents there. So Stuart was especially shocked. And that was the first date we saw, and I was surprised as well. What did you think of that, bringing both sets of parents together?
I really liked that, actually. I thought it was weird, but I just appreciated that, you know, if they were going to choose a life together, it's likely that their families would have to come together at some point. Mm-hmm. And I liked seeing her interact with his family and him interact with her family and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And then they had like their romantic dates going, like a boat ride or a trolley ride in Chicago. It looked very cold. This was filmed quite a while ago, I think.
It also kind of looked like, and I don't think it's the case. Mm-hmm. It looked like in some spots, the Stuart date on the boat, like in some angles, it looked like it was a green screen.
Oh, really? It could be. Who knows? That would have been so funny, like in a sitcom when they're driving a car or something.
Yeah. Like,
the background's moving behind me. Yeah, because they're just kind of cuddled up in a blanket. I guess they could have done that. She kind of kept talking about how she was worried about Kyle because he was a little bit younger, which not that much younger than her. But the one thing she wanted to find out about him was if he was really ready, but talked more about like Stuart kind of having everything, but having more of that chemistry with Kyle. So did you have any strong feeling of which way she was going to go?
By this point, I had accidentally seen spoilers and knew she had picked Kyle.
Okay. Yeah, I could kind of tell that she was picking Kyle anyway, because she had been really good about kind of just going with, like, are these guys going to be a good dad? All these qualities, like, throughout the selection process. But I think ultimately you have to go with who you have the strongest chemistry with. Have you seen spoilers about what's happened to them since the show?
Single. Like, obviously they're not together. Yeah. I just, like, Stuart seems so good and he seems so together. And I don't really get why he's
so ready. I know.
We didn't even, like, see Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that weird? That was, like, one of those episodes where it was like she was answering Kyle for all these things and they kind of brought him out, like, yeah, or she mentioned him for this question, and we hadn't even seen him up to that point. And I guess that was them trying to, like, plant the seed a little bit that they had a strong connection. But yeah, that's just ultimately where I think her attraction was. Which, you know, did you think he was cute? I think you had the question of, is he just tall or is he cute? I feel like he's cute at certain angles. And then
I think that's the case.
Yeah. So yeah, they broke up. She did move to Austin, so they did try to make it work, but she is pursuing motherhood on her own, which they, Kristen Davis had presented as an option, you know, at the end as well. Like, she could have chosen, she could have done a Brad Womack and chosen neither, but she didn't at that point. So with that, Brad Womack seasons, how excited were you about, and what did you know about Brad Womack up to this point? Just kind of the headline?
Yeah, basically just the headline. I knew that he didn't leave with anyone on his original season, that he came back. So I really expected to not like Brad. Mm-hmm. I feel like he was kind of like a villainous, not idol, but like person in Bachelor Nation. Like, he was like, it was like, don't end up like Brad. Like, this is what happened to Brad.
Right.
And so I really just expected not to like him, to, you know, I had always wondered, like, why they brought this guy back if they didn't like him so much. It just seemed like, oh, don't be Brad. I loved the guy. I thought he was great. I thought he was really funny. He was charming. I thought he was earnest. I liked that in his second season, right off the bat, he was very open about his mental health struggles and that he seeked help and that he's put a lot of work in. And I liked that he was able to come back on the show last night and talk about it and talk about his experiences and have fun with it. And also, he looked really hot last night.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, he was not one that I was like, when they said sexiest bachelor ever back in the day, I was kind of like, oh, like, yeah, but he wasn't like, I don't know, movie star good looking to me. But yeah, like, he's aged really well. His beard and like the temple, the gray temples, like, it's, yeah, it's a good look, I think.
His eyes look so blue.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, he looked really, really good. I was like, who is this guy?
Right. Yeah. When Chris asked him to be like the joke, be the Bachelor again, it's like, no, you should like have a 47-year-old on the show.
Oh my gosh. He looked great. His kitchen was my favorite kitchen we've seen so far.
We've seen some good ones. Yeah, JoJo had a good one.
Yeah.
Shannon had a good one.
Yes.
Yeah. No, his was like really cool, like, geometric tile. And yeah, so I think, is that the move, like, have a kitchen as your background and have like a really like on-trend kitchen, perfectly clean?
I do what is normally my podcast background. If I was like a real adult, I'd probably have something like a nicer background, but I like the idea of having a shelf of things I like and picture frames of pictures I like, just so you can, you know, if you haven't seen me before and you're just like meeting me, you can kind of like get a sense of who I am.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good move. I think someone should do like Zoom backgrounds of perfect kitchens, because that would be perfect. Like, some of these could have been that, because some of these backgrounds were a little weak when people come in, like, and just, yeah, the kitchen, I think, lends a good, like, good impression. You're at home, you have good home, and you keep it clean. So yeah, Brad, I'm trying to remember like my feelings back when it was live. I just remember it being so shocking, because, you know, that line that he says to Deanna, I just said goodbye to Jenny, and you see it on her face and everyone. It's like, okay, so, and he did pick out a ring. So they did all those motions. And then it was just so weird to not like you get the whole, like, okay, I'm going to not propose, or I'm not ready to propose, or I'm not ready to say I love you, but could he just say like, let's keep on dating or something. And I had always wondered, like, did they force him to be like, they were so upset that he wasn't going to choose anyone. Like, they just said like, okay, you have to, like, you can't continue dating, or like that he wasn't going to propose or something. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get any like real behind the scenes on that part of it, but just that he said that he had a fear of commitment. So he got down to the two, Jenny and Deanna. And another interesting thing that jogged my memory from this was when Jenny had said that she thought that Deanna had been chosen that whole time, because back then that was like right before spoilers, before, because Deanna was Bachelorette, and then it was Jason's season. Jason's when like Reality Steve came about with like the big spoilers and stuff. So it was like pre-spoilery everything. So she wouldn't have known, like, and mm-hmm. like all the other women would have like assumed that, you know, there's no social media or anything. They weren't in contact with each other. So I thought that was kind of crazy.
Yeah, but, it is really wild.
Yeah. I think who else stood out in that first season?
I feel like they didn't focus on anyone except Jenny and Deanna.
Yeah.
Even our girl Chrissy was on that season.
Oh, yeah.
From Labor of Love. Yeah. And I didn't even see her.
No. Maybe like a quick shot. And I had forgotten that he had this like, he called it a riches to rags story. So he grew up in like, because I thought it was weird. They started showing him like, yeah, I had all this money. And I'm like, oh, weird yeah, thing to say about your childhood.
He's a rich man.
Yeah. And then it was like, and then it all, you know, we lost it all. And then he moved to Texas and lived in a trailer. And yeah, so I didn't remember that about him. And then they show like, yeah, that proposal day, the non-proposal day. What were your thoughts watching it?
I don't think I've seen the whole thing like that before. I've only seen it in clips.
Mm-hmm.
It was uncomfortable. It mm-hmm. was very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't remember that he like had to take like a pause, and he like fully walked away from Deanna and was like giving himself like a little pep talk, like, okay, you can do it, like patting himself and coming back to her, because it was like, at that point, she was thinking that she was going to get picked, because he's like, I just told Jenny, I just said goodbye to Jenny. And then, but then he like looked so uncomfortable and was wandering away. So it gave her time to, I think, mentally prepare that maybe it wasn't going to be a great ending. And basically just told her that he couldn't say, I love you, so I have to tell you goodbye. And that kind of becomes his line, like, I have to tell you goodbye when he's mm-hmm. just done with somebody. So Deanna did go on to be the Bachelorette after that. We had a reunion segment with Deanna and Jenny at the same time. Thoughts on those two?
I liked seeing them. I thought Jenny looked great. She was a lot of fun. I liked her a lot. I think I would have really enjoyed her on her original season. She was like very vivacious and mm-hmm. fun and had a great personality. I liked mm-hmm. Deanna a lot. I think she's a good person to have around, and, you know, will kind of tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. I thought she reacted in a reasonable way with Brad. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, that's a really painful, awful moment. So it's interesting she can go back and look at it with clear eyes. And I guess it helps if you were the Bachelorette right after, and then, you know, you were married to somebody, and somebody you met tangentially through the Bachelor franchise. So,
yeah,
you know, all those things kind of just lead to.
Did Chris mention anything about this?
I don't think so, yeah. Except saying like Deanna Papastagliano.
That's true. Yeah, it's weird. It's like weird some of the things that he assumes we know or we don't know, and who gets to like bring their family in and who doesn't. But they did allude to that they both have like a bunch of kids, and so you got a little update that they're both like married and have kids. Yeah, I thought Deanna was a really good Bachelorette, so I think it worked out in the end, even though like it didn't work out that way. But yeah, she stayed in like the franchise, good graces. They liked her a lot. And then we had two segments with Brad And so we got like a little bit of his, you know, talking about this season, and just like how it was for him after like the public reaction. So I had forgotten too that it was like he was so hated. And I can't imagine that. Like, what do you think would happen now if somebody made that decision?
I don't know, because it's hard for me to look at that decision and think it's a bad one.
Right.
Because I feel like it's worse to like propose to somebody and pretend like everything's fine, and then they break up 2 months later anyway.
Right.
I absolutely think he made the right decision if he didn't think he could get there with either of the women, saying goodbye to both of them. And so it's hard to villainize the guy for that decision. Mm-hmm. That was obviously the proper decision for him.
Right. Yeah, I think part of it probably just has to do with the show. Like, if they showed him like he was getting the ring, and then how Deanna said that he said something like, don't worry, tomorrow's gonna be a good day. And so Chris asked him about it. He was like, you know, I have no clue why I said that. Like, I think he just, you know, nerves. Yeah. And, you know, it's just like, I'm sure they put a lot of pressure on him. Like, you cannot give away that there's going to be anything, you know, they're not going to want to give away like the ending. So he went to therapy for fear of commitment. And he talked, like you said, he talked a lot about that, was open about it, came back 3 years later. So the first season was 2007. And then, so this was 2010. I thought there was a lot of just visual difference between like where The Bachelorette, the show was, like fashion wise
and like produced.
Yeah. Like, it was a whole new show. So also, I think I remember thinking at that time, it was weird that they were bringing him back, because it was like, he was from another era, even though it wasn't that long before. Like, it became like cinematic, after, you know, the way they were producing it. And because I'm trying to think like too, what stood out to me on the 2007 season was like, Jenny was wearing just like a short little beachy dress like the finale day, which would never happen now.
It was so bad. Yeah. Oh, and Deanna's dress for like the final thing was so bad too.
Yeah. Yeah. They were just like, okay, this is like my sundress, you know. It's hot out. Yeah. And then let's see. Yeah. Are you surprised that he came back? Based on how he said it went for him before.
Shocked. I'm so surprised he came back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. I'm surprised they asked him. I'm surprised he went back. And it was interesting to see that segment from the night one, where it was a totally different a contrast to his night one before and a typical night one, because everyone was like, okay, so how do you know you're ready to be committed? And like, just talking about his decision last time. And he was like, yep, I've got to talk about this with everyone. That seemed really exhausting, but he had to do it. And then I don't think it was like announced, but I think they like, through spoilers at that time, were able to figure out who he was. Because it seemed weird to me that they wouldn't really know it's him, but yet they all had like entrances kind of seemingly prepared for him. Mm-hmm. And they love to focus on that Chantal slap. And I remember that being like the promo all the time, like Brad's back, and they would show like, this is for every woman in America, and the slap across the face.
But I also couldn't believe that she was in the final two after that.
I know. He likes getting slapped. I don't know. He didn't mind it. Like, his reaction was really like, I was impressed with his reaction for that. How would like Peter have reacted to that?
I think he would have broke down.
Yeah, that was a hard hit. Yeah, so Chantal, this one had like, I forgot like how many people on this season were kind of like part of the, I don't know, Bachelor Nation, Bachelor Universe as well. They didn't show a lot of, this season had probably for like clarity's sake, because this season the top four had Chantal in the top two, and then Chantel. So I think it was like an S. And she's the one who worked at the funeral, like morgue or something.
Oh, yes. I remember that now.
And she came back on Ben Flanick's season.
Oh, so my word.
They didn't show her at all, really. Like, maybe like a little tiny bit. But I think that maybe makes sense, because it would have been a little confusing. Let's see, but Emily, Chantal, Ashley, and Michelle Money. So we got a segment with Michelle Money, who we both really like. What did you think of all the Michelle Money footage? Because you didn't know her from this season.
No. I was actually surprised at how much content we got from her in this. Mm-hmm. But I'm fine with it. I like that she was able to be like, I was obnoxious and an a-hole. I was really glad to see her come back, like do this little segment just to see how her daughter is doing.
Yeah.
I actually like really teared up at this because I was following along with Brielle's accident and mm-hmm. how really, really touch and go she was.
Yeah.
For a couple weeks.
And this was like middle March where like Michelle and her, you know, Brielle's dad could not even go in the hospital at the same time. Like they had to alternate visiting and all that because of, you know, quarantine and precautions. And
And to see Brielle come on screen and say, hey, I'm doing really well. Hey, Chris Harrison, like, yeah, we're all doing okay. Like, I got really choked up. Like, I'm so happy that she's doing better. And I hope that her journey is as free from setbacks as possible. I know brain injuries can be devastating and the effects are long lasting and they might not appear for a long time. I just hope, her recovery keeps going well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I'd forgotten how far Michelle had gotten. So she was cut right before hometowns and kind of, it was an interesting reminder too, that there were two single moms with daughters right around the five years old with Emily and mm-hmm. Michelle that season. Did you get a sense of why like Michelle was kind of seen as like a terrible villain back then?
Totally. I totally understood. I could see watching that season now and not liking her.
Mm-hmm. Cause she was really like judgy about like, I can't believe you let Chantal come back. I thought for sure she would be gone, like really trying to control, you know, the other relationships in a way, like if you like that whole thing of when they're like, well, if you like this person, then what, like, you can't like me because we're so different.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, let's see, but Michelle's doing well now too. She's in a relationship and
with Mike Weir, the golfer. Like she said she was in a relationship and never mentioned it was with a very rich golfer.
I didn't know that.
Mike Weir used to have a winery in Niagara. So Michelle would actually be around here like pretty often.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Very cool. She looks amazing.
Oh my God. That woman has not aged a second.
No, no. And then Ashley, you didn't watch Ashley's season either, right? So,
nope.
We got to see Ashley and JP. I'd forgotten like kind of anything about their relationship, but so it was interesting to kind of see how Ashley and Brad, it seemed like it bothered him that she was like really career focused or didn't have that balance because Brad was, I think, 37, and these women, like, Emily was 24, so I forgot that there's a big age difference. It was kind of like the Nick Viall season with a lot of the women and the lead, and Emily was probably right around there, too, like 26 or something. So, yeah, that was kind of, I'd forgotten, like, that was why, like, they broke up or whatever, why he didn't see it with her.
Yeah, that was, like, she's going to be a dentist. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Give her a little slack, man.
Yeah, exactly. But she had some, I remember she's like the one that got all the fun dates. She got that like carnival date where she like pulled the switch and lit up the whole like carnival. Like that was really cool. And then so it was down to Chantal and Emily, and we saw kind of both of their like compilations and had a segment with Chantal, and she revealed that she had been asked to be the bachelorette. She accepted it, but then had gone on a blind date, which isn't that a no-no if you're the bachelorette?
I feel like it was different then.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's not for a while. Maybe with the schedule, because usually isn't it like they start filming right after otherwise, so there wouldn't have even been time nowadays. But she went on a blind date, had a good feeling about it, and turned it down. And she's still with that guy. They're married, have kids.
That's great.
Yeah, that was kind of cute. I'm trying to think. I remember thinking it was kind of weird that she wasn't picked. So, and then she talked about the spoiler, and that was like the 1 year that Reality Steve had it wrong. And it was like, it's Chantel the whole time. So that's fun for her to like have all that scrutiny on herself. And it wasn't right.
That is pretty horrific, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Emily, this is our first season of Emily. So I'm trying to think. So if it was Ashley the Bachelorette after Brad, then was Emily next?
No. So Ashley was the Bachelorette after Brad. Yes. Okay. Then it was
Ben
Flanick, and then it was Emily. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So they had broken up. Didn't say exactly how long it lasted, but I don't think it lasted that long.
I feel like I didn't watch The Bachelor in that time, but I was cognizant of Bachelor drama and stuff. So okay. Like, I remember them not being together for that long afterward.
Yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, it reminded me too that Emily was only 24 at that time. Like, she had the 5-year-old, like she had, and then her story, like, it was more heartbreaking than I remembered. That I didn't know that.
Devastating.
She, you know, her fiance died in a plane crash. He was on his way to a race. She was going to be like with him because she went with to all his races, and he had just said, like, why don't you stay home, like, rest up this weekend. He died, and then like a few days later that week she found out she was pregnant. So he didn't even know like she was going to have a kid or anything.
Oh my God, it's so brutal. It's so brutal. I cannot imagine going through that at 19 years old.
I know. It's just, yeah, that's crazy.
So she must have been still pretty young when she was the Bachelorette.
Right. 25, 26.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she just seemed older, like, because she was a mom and just seemed so mature and just like, yeah, that Southern Belle that he called her. So, like, watching this back, I was like, oh, they were so cute together.
Like, they were so cute together. It made me be like, Ricky, oh, I wish they were, you know, made it work. But obviously things worked out better for everyone involved.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that, you know, it's funny that the spoiler was that Chantel was picked, because I felt like I remember through discussions or whatever that it was so obvious that Brad was going to pick Emily right from the beginning. Like, it felt like when Andy picked Josh or when JoJo picked Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Like, the way they cut it, it was like, okay, it looked a little more like in doubt, but yeah. And maybe because of that spoiler, maybe they like leaned into it more or something, because at that time it was like Reality Steve, I feel like, was always right. You know, he had been like doing that all the time. And back then I would look at it. So, you know, people were like, no, it's not, it can't be her or whatever. But it was like, no, this is definitely her. And I think she got like hate and stuff too, because people didn't like her as much or something, or didn't think she, like, because obviously everyone loved Emily. So yeah, I think he was definitely just really taken with her, and they just seemed like they would make sense. But I don't know, like, was she going to want to move to Texas? Was he going to want to move there? Like, I don't think she'd want to take Ricky away from her family. And did you get the sense that Emily broke up with him based on, what did he say? Like, he's like, I probably called her 200 times after the breakup or something.
Yeah, I got that sense through a lot of things, including her season.
Right. Yeah. And she just didn't really seem like willing to really talk about it. And he was more like, no, like, I was really in love with her then. And like, I appreciate how open he was. Like,
yeah, me too.
Especially like knowing he's in a relationship now. Because I feel like with Caitlin or with some of these other ones, you didn't necessarily get that. They didn't really want to talk about their, like, who they got engaged to so much. So, or being in that moment. So yeah, I like that. Granted, it's been like a lot longer for him too, and he can reflect back on it. But then we got to see, so we saw Emily with her family. So she's 3 boys, like, all 1 year apart.
Oh my God. This is my nightmare.
4-3-2-1. 4-3-2.
I feel bad for boys. Ricky. She's just like, I am going to get my driver's license as soon as I can, so I can leave this house whenever I want.
Yeah. Yeah. She's 15. Just like Brielle. That's crazy. And then, yeah, so Emily's married and Brad has a woman in his life that he introduced that he met at the gym. And she looked a lot like some of his past final twos.
Also looks about the same age as all those final twos.
Exactly. Yeah, back when they were airing, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
That's funny. Yeah. So, yeah, anything else to say about his season or what stood out to you? What about the girl with the fangs?
Oh, like what was the resolution on that? Were those real or what?
I don't remember. Yeah.
I'm really glad I got to watch this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun.
I hadn't seen it before. I'd only really seen the highlights and I loved it.
Yeah, and I can't think of anything major. The only thing that stood out to me that we would have missed was some of those people in the final four. Like, I remember, like, Chantel, it was, like, obvious, like, from the family, the hometown, where he, like, went to the morgue, like, he was not into it, you know?
That's so hilarious. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Let's see. So, we do have a few questions about this season. Let me pull those up.
Thanks again to Justin for putting up the question thread, because I, again, did not do it.
But if you want to email us a question on any of these shows, what is it, Haley? BachelorWrapUp@gmail.com?
You got it.
All right. So that's another way to get questions in, or you can tweet us.
Justin, weird. I can't believe how few emails we got about Labor of Love finale.
Yeah, exactly. Did seem to kind of, well, they missed a week too, didn't they? Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they need to keep the momentum up. I wonder if it's on Hulu. Could, like, people might, like, discover it later on, but yeah.
They won't.
Yeah.
We're going to forget we ever talked about this show.
I know. I still, like, knowing it didn't work out, like, that always kind of ruins it for me. Like, it's like, okay, this is all over. But, you know, kind of like with Love is Blind, I'm like, the ones that didn't work out or whatever. But yeah. It's still, I thought it was good, but that's probably in comparison to nothing being on TV.
Yeah, like staring at a blank wall.
Yeah, I was like, I have to live for this show. Justin Feinberg, is the whole point of this series to look back at the greatest and most memorable Bachelor franchise seasons ever, or an excuse for Chris Harrison to give his 18-year-old son sex education lessons before he goes off to college? Is there any other explanation for why we saw, of all things, that random clip of Hillary giving a confessional about all the sexy time activities she wanted Brad to do to her?
Yeah, it does seem like he's trying to teach Josh a lot of lessons. It's almost like, did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
How he's, like, talking to his kids about his whole life. Like, that's kind of what it feels like.
Captive audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one really did have, like, kind of these random clips, like the Fang thing. Like, they're not really, like, recapping the seasons of, like, here's the flow of events. They showed a lot of bugs in Costa Rica. Like, almost kind of the bloopery things in a way.
Mm-hmm.
He also asks, since Chantel introduced herself by slapping Brad for not choosing anyone at his initial final rose ceremony, is Brad breaking up with Chantel at their final rose ceremony the pettiest thing anyone has ever done as the lead on this show?
That is amazing.
I did think, like, she's probably really glad she slapped him now.
Yeah. I can't imagine that action in 2020 going over well.
Yeah. Should she have slapped him at the end to, like, bookend it? Like,
oh, yes, probably.
She did explain it, like, that she thought, like, it was nerves that sort of propelled her hand a little harder than she thought. Like, she was going to do it, like, kind of a joke one.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. Do you think, Justin also asked, do you think Bachelor producers watched last Monday's CMA Fest Best of special scout music artists to perform private concerts in upcoming seasons? If they did, what are the odds that they were so impressed by Lizzie Hale singing That's Damn Rock and Roll with Eric Church, they invite her to a fantasy suite to perform an acoustic rendition of her Hailstorm song Do Not Disturb while the lead and their date for the night enter?
I mean, that would be a good place to scout that, I guess.
And then he added, do not Google this one at work. So. That would have been a smart move, though, yeah. are they going to do Zoom concerts for Claire? Are they going to do like a big screen and have someone like, are they going to do a hologram artist? Like, how are they going to get all these private concerts?
God. I would think Zoom or like a social distance concert with a guitar, like a one guitarist.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, I've seen shows where like they're at the Hollywood Bowl or something like that, and it's just, but they're like sitting way in the back. There's one, like you have the whole place to yourself kind of thing. So if they had somebody like way far away, but they still like to get into the resort, like I think they have to find really struggling musicians that are like, yep, I'll sit there for 2 weeks in Palm Springs. I mean, it's a nice resort, right? Like I'll quarantine myself and then I'll play the song or something. I don't know. It'd be interesting. Maybe they have like, you know, a cruise ship, like they have entertainment.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Maybe Chris and Brie. We've invited them down.
Oh my God. Amy, that's exactly what's going to happen. Oh my God. You nailed it. That's what's going to
happen. Yeah, it's going to be Sheridan and.
Is that better or worse?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Which former lead, this is from Will Harrington, could you see Polina Brad and being lead again? My money would be on Hannah B for Bachelorette, and honestly, maybe Colton for Bachelor. Oh yeah, Colton, you know, single again. We definitely were thinking Hannah B was in the running,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
And she was. Sure. She turned them down to do the Dancing with the Stars tour.
Yeah, that's true. She was asked.
Guess what? Mm. Neither of them happened anyway.
Yeah. She could have done it. She could be in Palm Springs right now. Hmm. Colton, do you think? Or
no, I'm tired. I'm so tired of Colton.
No Pilot Pete. Like, who's someone? Ari's good, so Nick? He says he wouldn't do it, but I could see them going back to Nick. Maybe. I don't know. Or they maybe like somebody like they'd go back to somebody like more like Bachelor in Paradise type person. That,
oh yeah, yeah. Probably. That seems like a better bet.
Yeah. And then this is, oh, we already asked that other question from Will. So that is it for questions. So we are hoping to do some kind of cast preview at some point for Claire's season. There's not a new Greatest Seasons of All Time episode next week, but maybe we'll have something in the feed instead for like a cast preview, but no full announcement yet. We're still working out the deets.
We're not committing to anything right now.
Yeah. But Haley, until then, where can people find you?
This past week on the Beyond Top Chef podcast, Josh Wiggler, Kurt Clark, and I had a nice little pizza party where we talked about pizza for an hour and a half straight. So check that out.
I would not listen to that with empty handed. I would like make sure you have like pizza that you're ordering.
Yeah, make sure you have pizza in hand or like upcoming. A plan for pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. You can check out my blog strongtakes.ca. I just put up a post today of what I've been making in the last 4 weeks, so check it out.
Nice. And you can find me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.